Hello, good evening. My name is Marcos of Opinion Research, a national public opinion survey. We're doing a survey in Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I will not be asking for a donation. May I speak with Sheila?
Speaking.
Sheila, how are you the day of today?
Fine.
I'm glad to hear you're doing fine, ma'am. Would you like to continue the service in English, or would you prefer another language?
English is fine.
Okay. And are you registered to vote in Phoenix, ma'am?
I am.
Yeah, good. And ma'am, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will be voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
Not in Arizona.
Not in Arizona. And what about for president in the U.S. Senate?
Yes, I'll vote.
Okay. And, ma'am, in what year were you born?
57.
Okay. And, are you or is anyone in your household of, Hispanic or Latino, descent?
I am.
Okay. And, thinking about, voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated, to vote? Very motivated, to vote? Somewhat motivated to vote? Or not, too motivated, to vote?
Extremely.
Okay. And, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
Off on the wrong track.
Okay. And, okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one of them, if it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. I'm going to start with Marcelino Quiñones. Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable with Marcelo Quiñones?
I don't know that person.
Okay, it is no problem. What about the person, Carlos Galindo Elvira? Would you be very favorable?
I don't know that person.
Okay, and what about Anna Hernandez? Would you be very favorable, somewhat
again? I do not know that person.
Okay. And what about Kate Gallego? Would you be very favorable, somewhat favorable?
I don't know that person.
Okay. And what about Katie Hobbs?
Oh, I know who that person is. Definitely
okay.
Not. No way.
That would be
besides
very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. Besides, she's gone. That's not
no. Okay. And overall, ma'am, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing? Would you strongly approve it, approve it somewhat, disapprove it somewhat, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove somewhat.
Okay. And now thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Okay. And if the election for the Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote? Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman?
I can't say. I'd have to research them further.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and if you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean more towards? Towards Emilio Avila, Martin Bridgman, Michael Nowakowski, Anna Hernandez, or Marcelo Quiñones?
None until I do research.
Okay. And please tell me which one of these issues is more important to you in deciding your vote for city council, the racial equity, crime, climate change, and excessive heat, street and road maintenance, homelessness, jobs and economic development, water quality and supply, public transportation, housing and cost. Which of those do you think is more important to you in deciding your votes for city council?
Oh, well, there's more than one that I would think was really important, but I'd say crime right now.
Crime? Okay. And now let me read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Anna Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. The first statement reads them, Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Anna will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability to protect our water and to protect our water supply. With that statement, ma'am, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing for you to vote for Anna Hernandez for city council?
Somewhat. I got to get rid of the fluoride before I would consider it.
Okay. What about the following statements? Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. With that statement, ma'am, will be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing for you to support Anna for city council?
Not at all. I'm a former cop.
Okay. And ma'am, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing for you to support Anna Hernandez for city council?
That right there, I would not support.
Okay. And ma'am, the following statement reads, Anna believes that climate change poses a serious threat to Phoenix. She will work to help address the effects of climate change, including access to water for all Phoenix residents. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing for you to vote for Anna for city council?
Not at all, because there is no climate change.
Okay. And now let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. The first statement reads, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not very convincing? Okay. What about the following statements? Marcelino has been a champion of first-time home buyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. And he will work with community groups to house people off the street and into housing programs. With that statement, would it be very convincing? Very convincing. What about the following statement? The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs. With that statement, would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing for you to support Marcelino for city council?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. What about the following statement? Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police presence in Lavin. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing? Very. Okay. We'll go ahead and have that noted. And after hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Marcelino Quiñones and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote, Marcelino Quiñones or Ana Hernandez or someone else? After hearing what I just... Marcelino. Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
Republican.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'd say, I don't know, moderate probably.
Moderate. Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post, including a vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, college second year degree, some college coursework, 4-year college graduate or postgraduate school or degree, including a medical school, law school, master's degree, or PhD doctorate?
College and trade. Like I said, I was a cop.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name? Is your first name Sheila? Sheila?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your participation, and do note down and know that your opinion is very important. Thanks again for your help, and you have yourself a wonderful day, okay, ma'am?
Okay. Thank you.
A pleasure, ma'am. Bye-bye.